Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, we will actually spend some time on the Penn State part of that clip a little bit later on in the show because it is National Signing Day, and at this very second, Penn State's recruiting class ranks behind Prairie View A&M.
No, one spot ahead of
never
Prairie
mind.
View.
Congratulations on Pat Kraft and the job he's doing there, assembling a top-of-the-line football program. This is not the great experiment or whatever the heck they used
Complete
to call
anarchy
it up there.
At Penn State right now as they try to find a head coach. It's all catawampus over there. You like that term?
Donnie, what time's catawampus hour tonight?
I think Charlie and I have that around 9:30.
Okay, thank you.
Actually,
we'll set my watch
that
by
particular word
hour.
Was in my head because my wife uses it all the time. She is a
really?
Big fan of just saying it's all catawampus.
Well, that's because she has a large vocabulary, too, because she averages 19 books a month.
She's way down on the book reading right now. She's back to her other favorite habit, scrolling. Just get that.
I thought you were going to say porn.
What?
I don't know. I just thought that would have been a really funny thing to say to start the show. That would have brought the house down. All right, so Malzi's here, Donnie's here, and you at 412-928-9370. So Big Ben sounds like he's on board with a Tomlin firing. A Tomlin clean house, he says. It could be a fresh start for everybody involved. It would be a fresh beginning and a new beginning for all parties, the Steelers and Tomlin. It would be mutually beneficial, basically. And that's the, you know, that's the PG version of it. We're getting some of that. I don't think James Harrison, he went more rated R. Ben even tried to sneak in there. Oh, I love Mike. I have so much respect for Mike. Okay.
Yeah, that was the biggest lie in there. I like and respect him. Don't think either one of those is
sure
true.
I completely agree with that, but that's okay. Maybe Ben's turning over a new leaf here and wants to not stir the pot that much and pull
out
guys.
You are being unbelievably generous, but continue.
All right. So I want to first say this. What we are experiencing and seeing and hearing right now is the effect of the fire Tomlin chants. They're working. They're working insofar as usually people who cover the team and are around the Steelers who have lectured fans for years and said, quit asking because it's not changing. You can get in the mentions. You can get in queue here and call into our station. You know, yesterday we did a topic where I said, I know that Art's not going to fire Mike, but would you do it? It sounds like the most plugged in people in Steelers media, people around the team, are now saying things like, well, I'm not so sure anymore. Maybe there is an exit strategy. Maybe there is a way to sever ties here and end things at the end of the season. And I honestly think if they had just lost the game 26-7 to the Bills, and the fans hadn't reacted with such venom so viscerally, I think we would be having, like us, because this is what we do, we talk to fans every day, and the people that want to call in and voice their opinion are usually going to say things like fire the coach. So in terms of what we do, it wouldn't have changed much. But as far as the way the Steelers world and the football world has responded to these, to that game, I do think the fire Tomlin chants have kind of spurred and led to this discussion about Mike's time being up. And the fans are too, I would say, thank for that. If they just accept, they just booed, Chris. If that's all they did was boo.
They would just say, boo, birds are out. What do the Steelers need to do to turn it around?
Yes.
But when it's explicitly right there in front of you and you can't ignore it because the broadcast picks it up and people are posting videos that make it even more clear and they're booing Renegade too, you have to acknowledge something. When it's obvious enough that a reporter from Channel 4, Marcy Cipriani, asks him straight away about it after he was asked about it after the game, no one in the national media can pretend that it didn't happen.
So are you starting to think there's a chance something happens at the end of the year?
This is like one of those, asking me that is like asking me when one of those years when the Chiefs look like the prime Kansas City Chiefs, is this the year the Chiefs go down in flames? And what do I always tell you when that question would get brought up? Got to believe it. Got to see it to believe it. All of this noise on the outside, and I understand that Mike's own like dissatisfaction or unhappiness or maybe the pressure or whatever he might be feeling is an influencing factor here. But all this means very little in the context of, does Art Rooney actually care enough to act?
Okay, I have a little rumor on that, some scuttlebutt, and I want you to tell me if this influences what you just said whatsoever. There are rumors circulating that Art didn't even stay for the entire game on Sunday.
He have a deposition he had to go to or something?
That he left in the second half. And I don't have, the rumor is not like so well, it's a rumor. It's not, I don't have, someone didn't send me a smoking gun picture of him, you know, with his ass cat on or ascot, whatever the heck it is.
What, his ass cat?
You know, ascots. Ascots,
it's
right?
An ascot. You called it an ascot. Ass cat.
It was ascot on.
He had a furry feline wrapped around his neck.
His penny loafers or whatever he was wearing getting into.
You going to give him a monocle and a cane before this is over? Is he going to be dressed like the Planters peanut?
Getting into his Cadillac, you know, at this time.
Donnie, this is a remarkably detailed way in which he is describing
this. Listen to me.
I'm waiting. I want to hear the scuttlebutt.
Listen to me. I don't know for sure if it was he heard the way fans were sounding and then that made him leave, or if he hated how the game was going and couldn't bring himself to watch it through, and that prompted his exit. Either way, if it's true that the owner waved the white flag and said, I'm tapping out of this
uncle,
game.
Uncle, I cry uncle.
It makes you think.
Well, what of those two, can I ask you this just quickly?
Yes.
What of those two options, if it was, I'm so disgusted by how they're playing, or I heard the chants and it infuriated me, or I didn't want to be part of it, or I didn't want to be around it.
The way they're playing, I think, would be a much bigger deal.
And worse for Mike, right?
Yes.
Because that's like the owner saying, I am a football lover, even if I'm not a football man the way
because
my father
the chance
was,
would
and
make
I'm disgusted
me feel,
by
if
it.
If he left because of the chance, it would make me feel like he's disappointed in Steelers fans and didn't want to be around for
thank
it.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure I clarified that, because I agree with you. I think that's right. I think your analysis of that is correct.
So, I do think it's possible that the owner is maybe more open-minded to things than ever before. I also think it's possible, even though we heard the way he smirked and smiled when he was faced with this question at the press conference yesterday, what if they keep losing and it keeps happening? And what if it becomes a thing where it happens everywhere?
The Dolphins game would be one hell of an inflection point for this because it's a Monday night football game, which is back to being an extremely big deal. It's still one of the two huge games on the schedule along with Sunday night. It's a team that you're supposed to beat. It's a team that like is supposed to embody everything you don't. They're soft, they're warm weather, they're finesse, etc. If the Dolphins are like randomly up two touchdowns, not a complete like farce to suggest because they're not quitting on their coach. It is going to be louder than it ever has been. Buck and Aikman are going to be incapable of ignoring it. I think they're both good enough at their jobs that they'll mention it.
And it's
going to
be on national TV, and the whole football universe is going to see it.
Yep. Why do you think like people are so gung-ho about the Bears right now, just to use an example? They played a showcase standalone game. And when good things happen and teams play well in standalone games, people tend to notice. Same goes for the opposite. When ugly things start happening, when the entire football world is fixated on one game, and they're chanting fire the longest tenured head coach in the sport, that will get on everyone's radar.
It just feels to me right now that being a supporter and a believer of Mike Tomlin is a very, very lonely place. And the population of that town keeps dropping precipitously.
Eventually, it'll be just four, ESPN's Get Up panel.
And Art Rooney. And how close is Art Rooney to hearing these things? Also, like, leaning on or listening to the opinions of people that matter to him. So, I would think that fan opinion, not mine, not yours, not Pomp's, not Joe's necessarily, I would think the fan opinion would count for something.
How about his son's opinion?
Well, but I'm saying, could they be swayed by those
If it happens multiple home games in a row, I think he'd be like, wow, this is worse than I particularly thought.
If Steelers games become synonymous with fire Tomlin chants and booing of Renegade, and like, it's no longer, Tomlin said it was entertainment yesterday. It's no longer an event where you go to cheer on your team. It morphs into an event where you go to let them see and hear your level of discontent and anger with the decay of the franchise. I can't fathom how they'd want that to continue. Why would they want that environment? Why would they want like that to be the thing? Like, to me, it's way worse than fans showing up with paper bags on their heads and stuff like that.
Although that's usually not very good either.
No, but this is like, this is not a silent protest.
No, it's a very vocal protest. And it would, by the way, that you're leaving out the one thing that it would be accompanied by. If it's happening, they're losing games at home. And that means they're probably going to have their first losing season since 2003. And that means that Mike's streak is over, that their streak is over. They would end up tied with the Cowboys all time, the Landry Cowboys.
Yep.
And that would remove part of the cover that I think Art has operated under in having the opinion he's had. He's been able to say, hey, we're 9-8 at least every year, or we're 8-8 sometimes when it goes bad, but it never goes bad. Say they go 7-10. I don't think they'll lose out, but like, say they win one more game the rest of the way, which is not completely out of the realm of possibility, Pony.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have lost like that one thing that is big time, runs big time cover for him, Mike's actual record.
Ed Bouchette and I used to have wars on Tomlin. He has been a vocal Tomlin supporter for a very long time. And Ed would come on the air and say things like, you could always be the Browns, Andrew.
I remember Rich Kotite's
You talk
tenure.
About the Steelers like they're the Pittsburgh Pirates. Ed was on a couple different places. He was on Next Door at KDK AM, and he was also on Brian Batko's podcast. And this is what our old Steelers insider and the Hall of Fame Steelers insider, a man who has covered the Steelers better than any human being ever, I would say.
Yes,
this is what he said about Tomlin and the Steelers.
I do think it's time. I mean, I'm not going to push Mike Tomlin out the door, but you start looking at all the facts, not just the record, not just the play, the fact he was crowing about that defense being historical. They are historical, by the way, just not how he thought they would be. That to me is damning, that your head coach thinks he has this great defense and it's the worst in the league. I mean, what does that say about his judge of talent? And Mike's done some really good things here. But as Chuck Noll said, maybe it is time.
There you go. That's Ed, who's turned over to the dark side. So you've got Ben, who finally said it. He might have harbored these feelings and thought these things, but he finally opened his mouth and said it on his podcast. And you've even flipped Bouchette. It's time.
Well, I think not only is it just Ed who's covered the team, but I think Ed, in addition to having previously been a Mike defender, Ed is also like a level-headed guy in the way that a lot of people who've been around the NFL for a long time are, where he's just like, you cannot rush to snap judgments with this league. It's a week-to-week league, and so you've got to keep somewhat of an even keel. I think Ed doesn't arrive at a point like that, you know, without a long period of consideration. Now, we would all say maybe too long. I mean, you brought me over to this side of things. How many years ago now I was ready to move on?
I'd say probably a good three or four.
We started working in 2018 together. I think I defended Mike for the most part. You and I would have some knockdown dragouts defending him. I lost the will to do that because I felt like I did not have the argumentative high ground multiple years ago, man. Multiple years.
That's Ed, who obviously is following the Steelers from afar, who that's just his opinion. How about someone who actually has sources still and is covering the team on a daily basis? This is Fittipaldo on the morning show on this topic today.
It's not going to be a firing. I could see a scenario now where after the season ends, you know, let's assume they finish 8-9 and out of the playoffs, okay? So there's no playoffs and things are as bad on January 5th as they are now. I could see them meeting and coming to the agreement, hey, it's probably best for both parties that we go our separate ways right now. End it on a good note. I think that's certainly something that could happen.
Something that could happen.
I do like
that's a guy that's around the team every day. He's not addressing questions. I think that was on the morning show from Crowley and Dorn and being like, guys, fans can scream and yell and say whatever they want. Art Rooney is not going to be moved by the fan reaction.
The hoi polloi.
Yes. No, he's now admitting it's not off the table.
By the way, I guess I sort of understand because he's been here for so long and because they still haven't had a losing season why they would want to do it the way Ray hypothesizes they would try to do it. They wouldn't make it a firing. But it still is just funny that would all be about appearances on their end. Oh, no. It's a nice, gentle... What did Gwyneth Paltrow get in, like, people made fun of her? She called her divorce a conscious uncoupling.
That was funny.
Yeah, from her then and soon-to-be ex-husband. And people were like, just call it a divorce. Why are you being so weird about it? The idea that they would not want to give people even that little...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Little pound of.
It's time for the fan versus the fans. Call in now and flex your intellectual muscle. 412-928-9370. Show the guys how much you know by stumping them with a trivia question that will bring them to their knees and cause their sports minds to explode. Yeah.
That's right. It is time for the fan versus the fans. Popular segment where you get to show us how much you know. If you are able to take one of us down, you win a $25 gift card to Rival in Fox Chapel Waterworks in Collier Town Square. Listen to us on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Set a YouTube record on Monday. And then the
broke
system
YouTube.
Crashed.
Yeah, yes. We literally broke it.
So we're happy to have you back today. Sometimes the topic turns into things like edging, which I thought was a landscaping thing. No. But apparently it's not.
Or gooning, which you might think is hockey fights. It's not.
Also on Twitter and X, you go to the 93.7 The Fan account, and pinned right to the top is a live video stream of our show. Also reacting to what Big Ben said, he has now come over to the dark side with us. He believes it's time for the Steelers to clean house and move on from Mike Tomlin. Ed Bouchette, the best Steelers writer of all time, said the same thing today. What say you at 412-928-9370? Fan Hotline is sponsored by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All righty then.
All-star lineup here of people who
I know, and I knew when you guys talked to me in the back that we were going to do this. So let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
He's like the Moriarty to your Sherlock Holmes,
fake
as I told
John
you.
And Robinson. Hello, fake John.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's great.
All right, what do you got for me? Let's go.
All right, yeah, this is for Pony. I don't know how you knew that off the bat. Who has the most career NFL receptions between Mike Vrabel and Doran Dickerson?
I'm going to go with Mike Vrabel.
That is incorrect. Doran has 11. Mike has 10.
Wow.
How many touchdowns did Vrabel catch? Because that's all they did was throw him goal line
balls.
Time
out here. Time out. I will give you the gift card, and I have to apologize now publicly to Doran for saying that a linebacker had more catches than him in the NFL. But I do have to ask a follow-up question, and this in no way will change the result of what just happened, fake John. Did you count playoff receptions or not?
So I thought about putting that in the question, but if you look up any career stat, it only counts regular season.
I know,
so
but if we did take into account the playoff stats,
Mike Vrabel would have him by one. He has two postseason receptions.
Yeah, I always assume regular season for this.
How about
this
yards?
Sort of
have you tabulated those, Doran versus Vrabel?
It's got to be Doran. Vrabel is catching like two yards at the goal line.
Vrabel, very hilariously, has 14 career receiving yards on 10 catches.
Yeah, he's got the Jerome Bettis fantasy football line from that one game. 5 carries for 1 yard and 3 touchdowns.
One more bonus. Who has more rushing yards between the two? Do we know?
I am going to say Doran. I believe that's true. Yeah, I don't think Vrabel had any, or if he did, it was a yard or two.
Okay. Thank you, fake John. I'm going to put you on hold, but Donnie probably already has all your information, so I don't know if that's necessary. Thank you. Damn it. Here's what I fell victim to. I thought the whole question was a setup to somehow take a cheap shot at Doran, and that's why I answered the question that way.
So you thought the fact that the question was being asked at all meant that it
meant
had
that
to be
fake
Vrabel.
John wanted like an anti-Doran answer
for some
reason.
That's like in like the movie with the bad guy handing two glasses of wine out, and he's poisoned one of them. You assume he's going to hand you the poison glass, but he hands you the clean one.
You're right. Yeah.
Vrabel, 10 catches, 14 yards, is one of the all-time funny stat lines for a career.
What's the touchdown race between those two?
I just know Vrabel has to have a ton of them.
A ton? Like, I don't think he has a ton, Chris.
Relative to it, how many? Here, I'm just going to ask you Vrabel. So we know he had 10 catches. This is regular season only.
Yeah.
Over, under 3.5 touchdowns.
In the regular season for Vrabel?
I'm going to set it at 4.5.
I'm going to go under.
Mike Vrabel.
I'm going to say under 4.5 touchdowns in the regular season for the former Steelers linebacker. Turned Patriot great. Turned Patriots head coach.
You're going to laugh your ass off. of his 10 receptions, or I'm sorry, yeah, of his 10 receptions, all 10 are touchdowns.
Damn it all.
10 receptions for 10 touchdowns.
How many times was he targeted, do we know?
He's never caught a football in his pro career that was not a touchdown.
Okay, but how many times did they try it and it didn't work?
He was targeted 14 times in his career.
10 of 14.
10 for 10, 10 touchdowns. He's targeted twice in the post. He's the most efficient receiver in the history of the sport.
No wonder why Arthur Smith loved coaching for him. Arthur probably wanted to put him out there and have him run a few routes in his offense.
Which Steelers linebacker would you have run patterns? Peyton.
From all time?
Peyton, no, like right now, Peyton Wilson, athletic ability, or Vrabel was not known as like some great athlete. He was a bruiser.
I'd say
dude.
Patrick Queen, so I could try to recoup some of the sunk cost of his contract. That was the fan versus the fans. Thank you, Donnie. Pod that down.
It's always like a bit of a salsa sounding, like a,
it is.
Like a cha-cha music that we play for that.
Here is Blake in New Kent. Hello, Blake.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, I guess since he won the Amazon gift card, I'm just kind of here to rant a little bit.
We take all comers on
it. It was
this
a
show.
Rival gift card, but that's okay. What do you got, Blake?
Sorry.
You're all right.
Sorry about that, guys. I'm kind of with you guys. I joined the dark side a little bit this year. Last year, after we lost that heartbreaking loss to the Ravens in the playoff game, that was kind of like a straw for me, where I was like, okay, we've been pushing this a little bit back farther and farther. You know, the Tomlin defender's been around for a while, and now it's to the point where I think the turning point for me when I joined the dark side this year, to be honest, guys, I think it was that game we lost to Joe Flacco. When we were 4-1, I think that was the game that completely just turned me upside down for Tomlin. At that point, that was whenever I agree. I agree with Ben Roethlisberger. I agree with James Harrison. I agree with Joe Hayden. That podcast, what they were talking about. I don't know if you guys saw
we
what
did.
James and
we
Joe
did.
Were talking about.
We did, yeah.
I think that they hit the money. I think that they're and you know that the biggest thing is Mike Tomlin is completely defended by majority of his ex-players, right?
I don't know about that anymore. Like, it's not like a ton of them have pulpits and soapboxes. I mean, increasingly people have podcasts, but you know, it's still not really like a huge sample size. The people that seem to be ex-players who defend him, and I don't say this in a disparaging, denigrating way, are guys that still have ties to the Steelers organization, as in they work for them. You know, Max Starks is not going to go on the radio and say, fire Mike Tomlin. He can't. He's the team's color analyst.
That would get him in a lot of trouble.
I don't think Charlie Batch, although I think Charlie does a good job, I don't think he goes on the air on the postgame show and says, fire Mike Tomlin. But once you get past those people, find me the ex-players that have used their social media platform or have gone on shows and said, the fans have it all wrong.
Mike's
is a great coach, unless you work for ESPN, in which case I think it's actually part of your contract.
I think Ryan has, even though Ryan Clark, he does work for ESPN, he's in an environment where pretty clearly they're favorable towards
Although
Mike.
Although I haven't heard him lately.
I haven't heard him as much lately, and he has been willing to criticize Mike. Sometimes it's like, you know, like kid, not kid gloves, but like it's like velvet gloves. He'll try to find a positive to still highlight, but he's criticized him. James Harrison looks like he's making his podcast career off of burying Mike Tomlin. Ben absolutely knows how to play this game. He says, I like Mike a lot. I respect Mike a lot. And then proceeds to bury him as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO. Oh.
Penguins got a nice win on Monday. They travel to Tampa to face the hottest team in the Eastern Conference tomorrow night. Working on Tyler Kennedy, if we get him, we'll cover some of those things. If not, we'll just keep the conversation going here on what Ben Roethlisberger said about Mike Tomlin. Also sprinkle in there what Bouchette said. It's time. What time is it?
Back in the day, I would have said, game time. Who?
That's why I said that. Here is Mike Florio, who's going to join us in an hour. His thoughts on what might happen, given the struggles of the Steelers, the staleness of the Steelers, and the fans acting like this is the apocalypse and wanting a pound of flesh.
It feels like we're in new territory. It feels like we may be moving toward a point where somebody wants to end the relationship. Whether the Steelers decide to move on, Tomlin decides to move on, they have a true mutual parting, or another team swoops in and works out what essentially would be a trade for Tomlin's services. I don't know at this point because we've never been to this level of frustration. Consider where we were before the season. Tomlin said he thought this defense could do historic things. I don't think he meant give up more yards on the ground at home than the Steelers have surrendered in 50 years. They miscalculated what this team was going to be. And I think it's going to result in a lot of soul searching in Pittsburgh. And it could result in Mike Tomlin searching for a new opportunity elsewhere in the NFL.
So Florio and Bouchette both have brought up their defensive struggles and the fact that Mike presides over this defense and had the highest hopes and the strongest beliefs in it. And that should be a part of this. I mean, I would think what led to Bill Belichick getting fired in New England was not only the fact that their record was wretched the last couple of years, but he was just so wrong about guys.
Yeah, remember we took, Cole Strange? The kid from Chattanooga or whatever?
Mac Jones.
First round, he picked a guard from like an FCS school and people laughed at him. He thought Mac Jones was the dude because he was just going to put him in on the Brady plan, and it had curdled. And it
gave Juju a big contract.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, Belichick also had the one difference is he had an owner that he was clearly at odds with.
And we think it's the opposite here.
Historically, it has been. We don't have to think it's been the opposite. Historically and publicly, and in every, like, way that you could telegraph it, it's been the opposite.
All right, let's talk to our guy Tyler Kennedy right now on the fan hotline, Penguins Stanley Cup champion and Penguins analyst. Tyler, right now, with the Penguins' strong performance against Philly, which I know you love on Monday night, The playoffs started today, and we got a long way to go. The Penguins would be in it. If you had to make a decision on the Penguins being in or out of the postseason, and if you were wrong, your son was no longer allowed to play hockey anymore, and your daughter was no longer allowed to dance. So that's how important this decision is. Will they or won't they make the playoffs? What would you say?
I would say they would make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Biggest reason why, TK?
I think they're playing pretty good, and the division is very weak. You know, like the Islanders, Philly, New York is struggling. Jersey, they're playing well. But I think there's a lot of teams that the Penguins look better than and will continue to look better than throughout the near future.
How many more games of Tristan Jarry playing like a pretty damn good goaltender will you have to see before you stop remembering what Tristan Jarry has often played like in a Penguins uniform?
I would have to see him win a couple games in the playoffs. I think it has nothing to do with during the regular season. I want to see him in those high-stress situations, right? Those are when the goalies really see what you got, right? And right now, I think Jarry is playing better than I've ever seen him play. I think he's got a swagger. I think he's got a calmness when he goes in the net that I think makes the players feel a lot better playing in front of. But this is all good during the regular season. I want to see the Penguins make playoffs and him be the starter, because right now he's playing like the starter and he deserves to be the starter.
That's the last thing I want to see given his playoff record, but I get what you're saying there, TK. You know, we've been talking all week about Tomlin, and I brought up yesterday, we saw Dan Muse replace Mike Sullivan, and the Penguins look like a totally different team. Do you agree with that Dan Muse should get credit for the Penguins' transformation in that way? And if Mike Sullivan were the Penguins' coach right now, they would not have a winning record 25 games into the season.
I agree with that. I feel from everything I'm hearing a lot of stuff about how good Muse is and how good he is at communicating to the players, from Carlson, who's having one of the best years as a Penguin, to the rookies, to Evgeny Malkin. The communication and the new voice that the Pittsburgh Penguins are listening to has helped them be where they are today. And one thing I'm hearing is last year it was a little bit like walking on eggshells around Mike Sullivan, and I'm not sure if it was because he knew he was coming to an end, but I know it wasn't as calming going to the rink every day. He demanded a lot. Where Muse, it feels like everyone's more comfortable going about their day. And when he explains why he's doing certain things, guys respect him because of how he breaks it down and how he communicates. And sometimes when you get a veteran coach like Mike Sullivan, which, again, he came in as a rookie coach, right? But when you win, I always feel they forget where they came from, right? They forget what made them a good, successful coach. And not saying their head gets too big, but I think they lose focus of what makes them successful. And it's the four lines, it's holding everyone accountable. But when you win, you look to your stars because they're your horses during the playoffs. And when things are going bad or not like how you want, you play your horses way too much. And when you look at the Pittsburgh Penguins and how they're playing, you have guys on the fourth line, you have guys on the third line that are getting close to 15 minutes of ice. I don't think that's ever happened last year or the years before, right? Sidney Crosby on days and nights, he has under 20 minutes of ice some nights. And that's how you keep him, Evgeny Malkin, Carlson, fresh for after Christmas when, you know, hockey players like to say it's big boy hockey.
Hey, TK, I have one more, and it's just a simple yes or no. Yes or no, your son can't play hockey. If you're wrong about this, your daughter can't do dance anymore. Sidney Crosby has 18 goals through 25 games. He has only hit 40 goals three different times in his career in a season. Will this be the fourth for 38-year-old Sidney Crosby?
Yes.
All right, there you have it. Big test for the Penguins.
Optimism.
They go to Tampa tomorrow night, and then they've got Dallas over the weekend. Thanks, Tyler. We'll talk again next week.
All right, boys. Have a great day.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.